All right, welcome to another episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting, and this is where myself and Alexa pick a random podcast out of iTunes. We take a listen and see how long we can hang on. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 13.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 58.
And while I'm figuring out what that gets us, I'll let you listen to this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and number 13 brought us society and culture, and number 58 brought us to Nightside. And according to iTunes, it's called Nightside Project. Join Ethan Miller and Alex Curry for a younger, irreverent brand of talk radio, now exclusively available as a podcast. The Nightside Project covers politics and news of the day with comic flair and even a little satire. And the episode we're going to listen to is Honoring the 97 Jazz with Old Carl Malone Bit. And according to their description on their website, Alex Curry and Ethan Millard discuss the dangers of being a millennial at a crosswalk as an older coworker complains about the young people these days. And since Alex is a baseball coach this year, Ethan wanted to remind him not to be that over-the-top coach and dad this season and to just let kids play. Also, an old special appearance from the mailman himself to honor the 97 Western Conference champion Utah Jazz, who were remembered at the Jazz game last night versus the New York Knicks and are for sure going to make the NBA playoffs, hopefully. And it goes a little something like this.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Nightside on KSL.
Never go to bed.
Alex, I love picking on China. It's just so fun.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because you actually have a little secret crush on him.
The Nightside Project. Finish the day happy with Ethan Millard and Alex Curry on KSL News Radio.
All right. Welcome on in. It is the Nightside Project. Ethan Millard, Alex Curry. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for telling a friend, teaching a neighbor how to use podcasting. Because some people, it still is lost on them.
Some people, they just have no idea.
Hey, I've got a thing that happened today. I thought we had a great moment in. Oh yeah, we do.
Great moments in millennial news.
This wasn't like a breaking news one on your regular news station.
This is something that happened to you in your personal life?
This is something, well, yeah, because I'm sitting in there. You were in the studio recording with somebody else earlier this morning, which I thought was inappropriate.
It was my other podcast called Stuff Your Dad Knows.
Stuff Your Dad Knows.
You can find it on iTunes as well.
So Ethan was
Thanks
cheating.
Thanks for the opportunity to promote.
Yeah. Ethan was cheating on us doing that whole thing.
I'm not cheating on the Nightside Project. It's still in the company.
How long has this thing been going on? I saw Get Out, and that's what what the dad says about the African-American guy who's dating his daughter. So how long has this thing been going on? He's like,
What?
You like, started geez. A bit.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Ethan cheating on us. Oh, and I had the great pleasure of interacting with one of our coworkers, and I won't have to give you very many clues, Ethan. Other people won't know who they are, but he came down the hallway and was like, what is the deal with these millennials?
All right, so we're back to the bit.
He was
good.
So loud about it.
Great moment in millennial news.
Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking
you
about. I know exactly who you're talking about.
You know what the complaint was? And what? I kind of agree with it. We have out in front of our building over here, the place where you almost died a couple weeks ago.
The crosswalk.
Oh,
and I assume it was because you were
story.
Basically doing the thing that this guy hated, too. He said, since when can you press the button but already be, like, halfway through the intersection? Like, okay, earbuds in, He was like, the guy's got his earbuds in. He hits the button and just walks and doesn't even look.
All right, so
And he was like so mad. He goes, and I get it because he was like, these guys think that they own the world. These millennials think they own the world.
Well, someday they will.
And it's just like, boom, they hit the button and then they just walk. They didn't even look to see if any cars were coming or not. And some cars, you know, had to put some stiff pressure on the brakes there to be able to make a stop for this guy.
We have a crosswalk out in front of our building, out in front of Broadcast House here in Salt Lake City. And it's not the regular zebra stripe crosswalk.
And I'm done. And I think the thing here is people need to realize podcasting is not radio. Radio is not podcasting. Radio guys are used to stretching stories out because they have hours of time to fill. And they could have said with their big echo voice, it's the millennial blah, blah, blah of the what? And then go check this out. There's a millennial. He hits the button, crosses the street, didn't even look. Get right to it. I don't need the background at all. Just get to that point. And here's another thing. Is it interesting? But to me, I couldn't take the fact of the tangent and then the tangent. And now this guy's going to talk about his thing. You know, you set it up with the big production. Head to Dow of the Week thing. Big Don Pardo voice. Okay, good. Now give me the joke. So I think that's the problem here. Radio guys are used to having to stretch, and you don't really need to here in podcasting. Now, granted, you could say, but Dave, you could just fast forward. That's true, but most of us are listening in a car. We're on a treadmill somewhere where our phone isn't right in front of our face. And how about you just get to the point and lead with something interesting? There's a novel idea. So if you'd like more feedback on your show, go over to podcastreviewshow.com/review me, and not only will I give you my opinion, and this will not be off the top of my head, this will actually be well thought out. We dig really deep into your show. You'll also get the opinion of Eric K. Johnson, who is a radio guy, speaking of radio guys, who understands podcasting. He's a talent coach. And if you want to start a podcast, check me out, schoolofpodcasting.com. This is Dave Jackson from the schoolofpodcasting.com, and reminding you to enjoy your ride. Take care. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the Podcast Radio Show.